KBOO at the Clinton every second Thursday at 7 p.m. This month, KBOO is proud to show the documentary Queen of the Sun, What Are the Bees Telling Us? The film is an alternative look at the global bee crisis. Before the film will be a short discussion with bee experts on how to help save the bees. That's Thursday, May 8th, 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
And you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio station at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. And before we get into headlines, and before we say good morning to our guest, Brenna Bell, with Bart. I first want to thank and acknowledge our engineer this morning, Sam Parrish. Thanks, Sam. Kathleen Stevenson is, of course, the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. And thank you so much for your membership, your participation, and your dedication to community radio across Cascadia and indeed across the world. We actually have people who listen online from very far-flung places because it's of vital interest, vital curiosity to people around the world. People in the United States of America are doing actually on the ground as opposed to what is broadcast across the world on mainstream media, two very different things. And also the actions taken by the government very often are at extraordinary odds with people here, as we saw across the country yesterday on May Day. In Seattle, here's what happened. People were in the streets, of course. Mainstream media decided they were anarchists and reported it thusly. The anarchists, the headlines from the Associated Press, shame on them as always, anarchists clash with police in Seattle Mayday protest. Anti-capitalists, and this is from the AP, so this is it. Anti-capitalist protesters clashed with police and superheroes during Seattle's Mayday march. And we, of course, had our own May Day march here in Portland, somewhat different character, but then each community expresses May Day in a unique way that that, of course, personifies the character of that particular community. And don't forget, too, there very often are people who are paid to cause trouble. And we see this more and more on a regular basis. We see the feds grooming people expressly for this. I suppose the usual bit of advice is check the shoes. It's always the shoes. So, on to headlines. 12 years ago, Oregonians told the Forest Service to stop logging in Eagle Creek. It's a tributary to the Clackamas River, just like the Kerlawash. And of course, it worked 12 years ago. Don't they understand? We're fighting for the earth beneath our feet. That's our bottom line. Whatever else the timber industry's bottom line is, our bottom line is where we plant our feet. Mount Hood's rivers, once again, under siege. The Jazz timber sale is going to put 20 tons of sediment into the Kalawash River watershed, home to dwindling populations of salmon. And that's just in the first year. We'll be speaking shortly with Brenna Bell about that. And last night in Seattle, of course, police fired pepper spray and arrested half a dozen people as the marchers meandered through the streets several hours after hundreds of others took part in a permitted parade. Police said that they used pepper spray after some marchers threw bottles at officers. And we really want to know who exactly the people were who were causing trouble. That's exactly what we'd like to know more about. And there are indeed people who have had it up to the eyebrows. There are people who are so frustrated with the status quo that they cannot contain their rage. For young people, it is very difficult to come of age in this type of society where promises are broken on all sides, and it costs you more than you're going to make in a lifetime to pay for an education. A freight train owned by the CSX Corporation has erupted in downtown Lynchburg, Virginia, sending flames shooting into the air, creating a huge black cloud. You can see it on the telly. It's reported four of its cars were labeled crude oil. One witness said that an employee at Lynchburg's Market on Main Restaurant said it sounded like a jet when it exploded. More and more of these incidents are happening around the country. More and more trains, as we have more pipelines, more trains, more of this stuff moving in all directions. More explosions are lighting up the sky and sending dark clouds throughout our whole culture. And Americans at highest risk from accidents at chemical plants are largely from minority communities. This is what we call environmental justice. Those who are at the greatest risk, those who live in polluted communities, those whose homes are poisoned and contaminated for profit, are always the poorest among us. Brenna Bell is going to join us right now. We're going to talk about Mount Hood, talk about the rivers there, and talk a little bit about what habitat means and how taking a long view, habitat is very critical. Good morning, Brenna. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Chris. It's good to be here.
So I want, before we get rolling with Mount Hood, to remind people that habitat and species are one and the same thing. They are not separable. They cannot be separated. When the habitat of a species is destroyed, that species is dead. It's gone. They're walking dead. They're ghosts. And we might take a look around at our habitat and take seriously where we are wandering. So Mount Hood, once again, the timber companies think that they can walk in and have their way with the watershed. How did we, the eternal question, how did we get here?
I don't know if we have time to discuss the whole trajectory of how the Forest Service became a pawn for the timber industry. But I will talk a little bit about the Kalawash watershed and the Jazz Timber Sale and what people can do to try and protect the habitat for threatened salmon. As many of you know, the Kalawash is a major tributary to the Clackamas. It's designated a Tier 1 key watershed under the Northwest Forest Plan, which means its highest use is for salmon recovery. And yet the Forest Service decided to plan a 2,000-acre timber sale spanning over 30 miles in the Kalawash and in areas that are specifically designated for riparian reserves and late succession reserves. And in order to justify this timber sale, they are calling it restoration. And as part of the restoration, they are intending to rebuild almost 12 miles of roads that have already been decommissioned for watershed health, because roads are the single biggest contributor of sediment to the riverine systems of any activity in the forest. And sediment is death on the salmon. It buries their eggs, clouds the river, makes it hard to breathe. And so in the name of restoration, the Forest Service planned this massive timber sale that involves undoing decades of road recovery and then has sold it to Canadian timber giant Interfor to go log our public lands in the name of restoration. BARC has been fighting this timber sale for the past almost 4 years, and we're to a point where all the typical tools, kind of in-the-system tools that they give us, have not worked. We have commented. We have walked almost every single acre of this sale. We have given the Forest Service the information. We took them to court, and the judge basically just rubber-stamped the Forest Service's decision. So now we are resorting back to the tried and true method of organizing the people to express our displeasure. For those of us involved in the Eagle campaign that Chris mentioned, you might remember it took us 6 years, but we did stop the Eagle timber sale. And so this coming Wednesday, next week, we are going to the Forest Service headquarters in Sandy and taking this message to them that real restoration removes roads and does not build roads to increase logging. And we're inviting as many people who can. Slightly inconvenient, it is 1 to 2 p.m. on a Wednesday afternoon in Sandy, but that's when the Forest Service is in their office and will be there to receive our message, hopefully loud and clear.
And then, once again, the information for BARC and also the where and when of the action taking place on Wednesday, because this is critical. People, listen. We have been speaking this week with people like Ellen Barfield and Ralph Hutchinson of Plowshares Now. There are activists who've been fighting these fights for years. It is absolutely critical to decide right here and right now what's at risk and how far are you willing to take it. We are protecting something we can't even imagine the value of. And on that note, of course, We are about to go into the membership room, a different habitat, but nonetheless a critical habitat. Think of the membership at KBOO as a critical ecosphere that we need to protect and restore. Brenna, briefly, I want to thank you so much. Brenna Bell with BARC. Quickly, the website.
It's bark-out.org, and there's all the details for our rally next Wednesday at the Forest Service headquarters in Sandy. You're all invited to come.
Thank you so much for that. We're speaking with Brenna Bell. Now it's time to speak with Paul Rowland and Annie.
And good morning. Here we are. Good morning, Chris. And we are excited again to be with you here at your community radio station, KBOO. Brenna Bell is a wonderful activist in the area. She is no stranger to KBOO's airwaves and, in fact, has been working on this jazz timber sale for, as she says, a couple years with BARC. It's important that this information gets out there. And how do you get this information if not for KBOO? It is an important resource in your day, and that is well worth your support financially right now. Give us a ring at 877-500-5266. It is important that you support what you value. It is without you, you know, we are that grassrootsy radio station, and you provide the grassroots support. You nourish us with your contributions of $20, $40, $120, whatever you can afford from $20 on up actually gets you a membership of into KBOO. We are a membership organization, so that means that you get a voice in voting for the board of directors, sitting on governing committees. You help to steer us with your membership contributions and your participation. 877-500-5266, so that you can know that you are doing your part to make sure people have access to the information that actually is important to change our world. Don't you think, Paul?
I think so. And, you know, I was thinking it's not just access, it's amplification. This is we get out to many, many listeners, and those listeners have their own circles, and it spreads that way. And so we really amplify the voices